Chase Miller alongside Mick Farkas for Dakota Bowl 26. Jalen Ender back at our 7 for the Fan Studios. Coming up later tonight, Bismarck Century will tangle with Bismarck High. Mick Farkas will have the call for you on that game. 6:40 is the scheduled kick later tonight here from the Fargo. But let's take a look at the starting lineups for the Fargo Shanley Deacons and the Bismarck St. Mary's. For St. Mary's, out in their white tops with blue numerals with a gray pants down the side, blue helmet with white SM on either side and a white face mask. For Fargo Shanley, they're out in their all red top and bottom uniforms with a gray pant stripe down either side outlined in white. You have a gray numeral outlined in white. The Shanley Deacon helmet, red helmet with the Deacon emblem on either side. Fargo Shanley won the coin toss. They elected to defer. So let's take a look at the Bismarck St. Mary's offense. They're led by junior quarterback Drew Josh, a 6'1", 170-pound junior. Joey Heinert, a junior, 6', 170 pounds, 904 rushing yards on the season and 11 touchdowns. Ben Schmidt, the fullback, also a very productive season, 84 rushes for 4,433 yards for the 6'1 senior. Connor Pitts at wide receiver, a junior. Jackson Wiseman leads the team with receptions at 37 on the year, a 5'11 junior. And Holton Bradley, the tight end, a 6'1 senior. Left tackle of Chris Birnbaum, a 6'2 junior. Colin McMurdy, a 5'8 junior. Left guard, Andrew Larson, under Larson. Larson, a 6-foot senior. Connor Feast, a 5'8 senior. Right guard, and Jace Hosel, a right tackle, wearing number 54. Hosel, a 6'2 junior. For the Fargo Shanley Deacons, when they have the ball offensively and defensively, let's take a look at their defense. Defense, they'll run a little 4-4-3 at you. Defensive ends of Noah Johnson and Luke Beiswinger. Beiswinger, 6'2 junior at 210. For Johnson, a 5'10 senior at 195 pounds. Braden Block, a sophomore at 6'5, 265 pounds. He's in there because of a handful of injuries, one of them to Jake Pollard, a senior lineman, and a couple of other linemen this season for Fargo Shanley. And then Joe Cava is someone you can circle right now, a 6'1 junior, a 235 pounds, 48 tackles and 4 sacks on the season for Joe Cava. Cava, 6'1 junior. Austin Manuel, a linebacker, a senior with 48 tackles, and Machenbacher, the linebackers on the inside, outside linebackers of Leo Hansen and Cole Fredericks. You have corners of Haley Buckholz, who's going to the University of North Dakota next season. Andy Clark, also a senior corner. Talon Hoffer, the free safety, a 6'3 junior at 165 pounds. Last season, Bismarck St. Mary's won over the Fargo Shanley Deacons in the championship game. That was a final of 31-12, but Mick, it started like a rock fight. The first 8 possessions was 8 punts between Fargo Shanley and Bismarck St. Mary's. So when you know each other so well, when you've played each other a couple times for 2 seasons in a row, where you played 2 times in a year, not a lot of secrets between a Troy Mathern and Dan Schmeeker led team between St. Mary's and Fargo Shanley.
No, 2 outstanding coaches, no doubt. You can bet that they know each and every tendency of each and every player on the roster. St. Mary's obviously has had the upper hand. They have won 9 of the last 11 meetings between these two ball clubs. And, of course, the big ones that count. Shanley did get them back 14-7 at Sid Sitchie, as you mentioned, on a very cold day. And then that ball game, St. Mary's took the opening drive, went like 9 minutes, and still came up empty and had 6 first downs, 21 plays. They missed the field goal, I believe. And that's the type of ball game we could expect. Something like that may factor big into the contest. And, of course, you get a big play at the end. St. Mary's had a chance at the end of that ball game. And yet it was, I believe, Cava came up on a wheel route, batted away a play, and that essentially ended the threat for St. Mary's at the end of that ball game.
For Fargo Shanley, they'll be kicking from right to left as we see it, or from the north end zone to the south end zone, as Matt Machenbacher, the 6-foot junior, will put the ball on the tee. 4 12-minute quarters, put the ball at the 40-yard line for high school football. You have Joey Heiner, Colin Curl back receiving for St. Mary's. A right-footed end-over-end kick going to come to the near sideline at the 20, at the 12-yard line by Ben Schmidt. Ben Schmidt gets to the 25-yard line and gets tackled there. So first down and 10 for Bismarck St. Mary's offense at their own 26-yard line. For the Saints, they'll come out. Again, champions in 2017, 2016, 2014, and 2013. The St. Mary's Saints are 62-6 since 2013. That's better percentage than Mick Farkas shooting free throws, but by a hair.
Oh,
by
a hair. Just a bit, just a bit.
I formation for St. Mary's. Under center is Drew Dosh. Dosh, play action, has some time to throw, steps up, fires, looks down the field for Wiseman, and it's incomplete, batted away by Haley Buchholz. So the Saints look to strike on the first play, but Buchholz was there defensively.
Boy, I'll tell you what a great throw by Drew Dosh. That went over 25 yards in the air, and Wiseman knew had himself a touchdown catch last week in the 41-20 victory against Central Cass in the semifinals. Is one of their big play threats, but Buchholz, it's like he hasn't done it before. He's an all-stater. That's why he's going to UND.
Second down and 10 coming up here for Bismarck. St. Mary's motion man going right to left across the formation. Shotgun here for Dosh. Handoff, Heinert, little stretch play to left-hand side, and Heinert's going to bounce out of one tackle, but Austin Manuel there on the stop for about a two-yard gain. So Joey Heinert gets 2 yards, makes it third down and 8 coming up here for the St. Mary's offense.
Well, Austin Manuel, he now has 49 and a half tackles on the season. Chase, that leads the Deacon Club. 43 of those are solos. He's had a couple of interceptions, a couple of fumble recoveries, 2.5 sacks, 5 tackles for loss. He is a great one and a very speedy one on the defensive side.
Third down and 8 for Bismarck. St. Mary's twins left, one to the right-hand side. Motion man in the backfield going left to right across the formation here for the Saints. Dosh steps up, fires, throws, it's incomplete to Wiseman. Haley Buchholz on the coverage brings up a 3 and out as they were looking for the quick slant, and now it's going to bring up a 4th down here for Bismarck St. Mary's.
Yeah, St. Mary's tried to run a little misdirection there with Cullen Curl, the man in motion coming from left to right, and they gambled that they would have that man-on-man coverage, but Buchholz was right there to knock that pass away.
Drew Dosh will handle the punting duties here for Bismarck St. Mary's. Buchholz stands back at his own 40, end over and kick. Going to be retrieved there by Fargo Shanley to the 40-yard line, and that goes to about the 43. So just a handful of yards on the return by Fargo Shanley, but great starting field position here for the Deacons. The return that time for Fargo Shanley will be with Andy Clark.
Yeah, Andy Clark, he had a 78-yard punt return to start things off against Central Cass. He intercepted a couple of passes in that ball game. He's one of those speedy guys we talked about in the return game, and he could do some damage.
Shotgun formation, Busick in the gun. QB keeper bounces right-hand side, gets past the 50 into St. Mary's territory. 11 yards on the rush for Cade Busick. First and 10, Fargo Shanley. And for Cade Busick, that's his specialty. A reminder, Kudeman was the opening quarterback before he got injured. Busick was the starting running back. And we're going to see a lot of the QB keeper here this afternoon for the Fargo Shanley Deacons.
Absolutely. Holton Bradley, the man there defensively to bring him down, but not until after that big first down carry by Cade Busick.
First down and 10. Handoff going right up the middle, making a cutback past the 40-yard line to the 35, and he keeps going to the 30-yard line, down to the 28 on the rush for the Fargo Shanley Deacons. A healthy run that time by Austin Manuel. Manuel gets into deep into Bismarck St. Mary's territory at the 28-yard line.
Well, he came in with 22 carries for over 200 yards and 7 touchdowns. He's very explosive. Had a 10-yard touchdown grab against St. Mary's in that regular season victory.
So Manuel at the rush, 18 yards, makes it first and 10. Deacons at the St. Mary's 28. Busick goes right up the middle. Busick going to get stopped there by a handful of St. Mary's Saints defensively on the stop. Brings up 2nd down and 8 coming up here for Fargo Shanley and the Deacons. Busick, 2 carries for 13 yards.
Chris Birnbaum really came in and did a great job on the defense there, wrapping up Busick for that short gain. And he is a good one. He's a 2-year starter for this club, and they depend on him a lot on the defensive side, especially at the end spot on that 3-man front.
Fargo Shanley's made at least the semifinals every year in North Dakota football since 2009. Busick, QB keeper, makes a man miss, and then he's going to move the pile forward past the 20 into the red zone to the 16-yard line on the mark him just shy of the 16 at the 17, but it's a first down. That's the first time today they've entered the red zone. Brought to you by Titan Machinery, your local dealer. Check out TitanMachinery.com today. So first and 10, Fargo Shanley at the St. Mary's 17-yard line after the rush by Busick.
Busick ran for 115 yards and a touchdown in that earlier season meeting, which was only his 2nd start of the season after coming in for the injured Kuhneman.
Shotgun formation for Busick. Rolls right-hand side, flips, fires, throws, and it's incomplete as they're looking for manual on a little screen up the middle as Chase Russell, the nose guard, was there, brings up second down and 10. So the first time we've seen Busick throw, and Busick rolled to the right, tried a little hot pass, Tim Tebow style, incomplete. And that'll stop the clock at 9:20 left to play in the first quarter. We're scoreless here between Fargo Shanley and Bismarck St. Mary's.
Yeah, that was an interesting little jump pass there by Cade Busick, almost a half a pirouette.
Second and 10, and we have a false start here on the Fargo Shanley Deacons. It'll be their first penalty of the game. For Fargo Shanley, since joining Class 2A football in 2009, 99-17 overall. Since 2013, they're 58-9 since 2013, but they've yet to win a title since 2012. It's been a while. They've been here. They've just been on the short end of the stick in 2011, 2014, 2015, and 2017. Second and 15, shotgun formation. Busick steps up, fires, throws, looks for Hoffer, incomplete, as Wiseman in on the coverage for Bismarck St. Mary's, makes it third down. And now 15 for the Deacons.
Nicely run route that time by Hoffer, but Busick just had a little too much electricity on that one, overthrew him by about 5 yards in the left side of the end zone.
And the flag now for Troy Mathern's club. Where do you go for Machenbacher, who's 1-for-2 on the season, but his only field goals from within 29 yards? So four down territory right now for the Deacons.
Shanley converts on more than 50% of their fourth down situations.
And we're going to have a timeout here by head coach Troy Mather. We'll take a break as well. This timeout brought to you by West Funeral Home and Life Tribute Center. 9:15 left to play in the first quarter. It's Fargo Shanley and Bismarck St. Mary's scoreless here on 740 The Fan.